This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump says he will not declare a national emergency over border security, but called on Democratic lawmakers to negotiate over his demand of nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico. AP Sagar Magani.
As for any message to workers not getting paid,
I just really appreciate the fact that they have handled it so incredibly well.
The president quickly added many of them agree with what he's doing. Timothy Shambles, not one of them.
Our paycheck shouldn't be sacrificed for a political goal.
Shambles furloughed and represents workers as head of a local union. He says they're being held hostage and many are struggling to pay their bills. Congress says all the affected workers will be paid in full once the shutdown ends. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that FBI officials were so alarmed by President Trump's behavior after he fired former FBI Director James Comey that they started investigating whether he was working against American interests. The Times cited anonymous former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation Friday, who said counterintelligence investigators looked into whether or not Mr. Trump was knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Russia's influence. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States plans to jointly host a global summit focused on the Middle East, particularly Iran, next month in Poland. Pompeo told Fox News that the meeting would focus on Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-Civil War political structure might look like in Syria.
Pompeo's in the middle of an eight-day trip through the region. This is VOA News. The runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential election says that he will file a legal challenge to election results that gave the victory to one of his rivals. Martin Fayulu told VOA's French to Asia service, or I should say French to Africa service, that he will go to the Constitutional Court on Saturday and demand a manual recount of the vote. DRC President Joseph Kabila has already remained in office 2 years past the official end of his mandate. He was due to step down this month after 18 years in power once a new president was elected. A young Saudi woman who fled from her family out of fear for her life has left Thailand for Canada. That's where she's been granted asylum. Thai officials said Friday evening that 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Alkunin is en route to Toronto via Seoul, South Korea. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed that his country had granted her asylum and said the teen had chosen to live there.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations.
Alkunin has accused her family of abuse and had refused to meet her father, who traveled to Bangkok to try to take her back to Saudi Arabia. Three people were killed, nearly two dozen injured on Friday when a double-decker bus struck a bus shelter in Canada's capital. The police chief there said that the bus driver was arrested at the scene and taken in for questioning, but he declined to provide any further details.
As you can imagine, this is a very chaotic scene. Emergency responders were able to take control and assist those injured. An investigation is now underway on the cause of the collision.
Part of the upper right side of that bus was shorn off in the collision, which happened shortly after 4 p.m. at a busy transit center. Thousands of requests by men to bring in child and adolescent brides to live in the United States were approved over the past decade. That's according to government data obtained by the Associated Press. In one case, a 49-year-old man applied for admission for a 15-year-old girl. The age requirements for the person making the request or for that person's spouse or fiancé, by contrast, to bring in a parent from overseas, a petitioner, has to be at least 21 years old. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, but listen, it's about to get a whole lot better right now. Just keep it locked right here on VOA. I've got a playlist of amazing African music from 10 different countries. There's new traditional music from Togo and Sierra Leone. There's Afrobeats, Gom, Afrozouk, and new sounds from Morocco and Rwanda by up-and-coming artists Dara Tribes and Metusela. You're also in for music features that you don't want to miss. DJ Iceman from Kano brings us the top five Northern Nigerian songs of 2018. Nairobi presenter Bill Odidi serves up an interview with Ugandan songstress Suzanne Karanen, and VOA co-host of Upfront Africa and all-around cultural influencer Jackson Mbunganyi joins me for Song of the Week. So now we're going to start it off in Togo with one of that country's favorite traditional artists, Ogrini Balaje. He sings, "Africa, be proud."
Africa emiso,
ea eo Africa yonyenye.
Africa, Africa, eh. Le monde nous appelle, Afrique nous rappelle. Mi wodeta, mi Africa vio. La danse nous appelle, la culture nous interpelle. Oui, tout, tout, y'a mia tokui, oui, que ta dynamique. Soyons fiers, soyons fiers, c'est notre force. Africa, n'y est tout, n'y a de. Si mes novilles l'ont l'olé, blipo, j'entends les tap tap. Chaque jour sous le soleil africain et des pas de danse qui martèlent le sol. Everyone say, Bédéo.
N'oublions pas, ne l'oublions jamais. Bédéo.
Pete konwo, mile benamia 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 pete konwo, dalo. Le Bénébia, Ghana Bibia, Guinabia, Sénégabia, Côte d'Ivoire Bia, Cameroun Bia, Nigeria Bia. Ouais, doudou, y'a mia ton qui wègle ta dynamique. Soyons fiers, soyons fiers, c'est notre force, c'est la tradition. Et y'a ta novio.
Mida mwebeo, mida mwebeo.
right. Hello, music lovers. That was Ogrini Balaje from Togo. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's the weekend. Time to chill out and unwind. Relax. This Gom tune is just perfect for that. It's called Omunye by Destruction Boys, featuring Benny Maverick and Bladla Mshunkisi.
Hey! It's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Shura is one of Cameroon's hottest new singers. Dis-moi tout is her recent Afrozouk single. Dis-moi tout means tell me everything. That was Dis-moi tout by Shura. Hello, lovers. Nagore. Now we go to Kano in northern Nigeria with Iceman's top five songs of the year.
Dear Heda, it's been an eventful year 2018 for us here in Kano. And for the year 2018, we are taking a look at the best five songs for the year. So let's take a listen to the best five songs for the year 2018. At number five is the teenage sensation Free Boy Shaba with his song Number One.
Number one, number it's your one. Boy, Free Boy Sunny, number DJ one. Blando on the beat, Duma Records.
Number one.
coming up next at number four is the love song crooner Dabo the Prof featuring DJ Nexus, and the song is titled Zuchia, literally meaning the heart that never lies.
He's on a single, on another one. Tina kika kwati on a kid and even dachi. I will take you everywhere, and you know who. Tia kika sachi, Okatina, baby kika kwati. So yeah, I came and dachi. And you know, I hunger. And you know the love I get for you, my girl, you know. And the things you need, I want to do a life.
Number three, his song is from Naziru A. Ahmed, a veteran whose songs are royalty inclined. In his song dedicated to Ike, very much loved by his people, and it's titled Mata Kudoturami.
Mata Kudoturami, Kuma Kutsena Ide, and yet, searching for no sinners in the view. Do you need that day that year? Kuma Kutsena Ide. Wannan kidan kidan mata ne in namiji ya taka yawa ne mu bar su sai sha'anin su mu da mu ce kano dan labi uban matasa ya
Coming on the heels of Mata Kudoturami is number two, this time Ado Gwanja, in a song he titled it Asharwa, meaning let's drink water then boogie down. Of the year 2018 in Kano, Nigeria, is no other song but from a legend in the business, tipped to be the next big hit for 2019, Ali Jita, pronounced Jita. The hit song is titled Love and voted as fans' favorite for the year 2018. The song is a true definition of affection, love, chemistry.
Dubara na da wata suna da haske kimbiya ta seke soyayyar mu har abada kora na da wata sunde na haske kimbiya ta seke soyayyar mu har abada I love you baby saroniya baby I love you baby soyayyar mu har abada I love you baby saroniya baby I love you, baby. So yeah, yeah, more of a dad. Asa muti ya kekewa, Dubai ya ringa sankuwa, kina baywa amana.
It's official, the best five songs for the year 2018 from Kano, Nigeria. I'm yours sincerely, Iceman. Over to you, the header.
All right, thanks, Iceman. Hello, lovies. Next up, new music from Morocco, Ghana, and then Song of the Week from Nigeria. All this right after this.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
A young guitar band from Morocco called Dara Tribes has recently released its debut album. It's called Igarman, and that translates as Villages. The whole album pays homage to the cultural heritage of Dra River Valley. That's situated in the Sahara Desert of Morocco, southern Morocco. This is my favorite track, Habib Allah.
Muhammad.
Music Time in Africa.
AMG, baby.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, so I'm here with Jackson Mvunganyi for Song of the Week. How you doing, Jackson?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Happy New Year to all the listeners of Music Time in Africa.
Yes. So, Jackson, I asked you to find a song, and you found this great one. Tell us about it.
It's the song that I've been jamming to since September when it dropped. I'm talking about Burna Boy. There's something about Burna Boy, specifically this song, Burna. It's an Afrofusion. We watched the video together. You can tell it's very strikingly beautiful.
And just in case anybody doesn't know where Burna Boy is from, he's Nigerian.
Yes, Niger people, what's up?
Let's listen to the song, then we'll talk a little bit more about Burna Boy himself after.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Did you?
not I just spray you the money on your mind. You supposed to know, say me not be newcomer. So my baby make you no go dollar, no go dollar. When the bed with the entire body, all the girl them go shake their body. Go shake that body. Oh, do I wanna go not fairly? They won't go not fairly. You know the money you take up police. Me and they love you, Connie. I saw the scene, they feel the buzz. Look at the people jump around. Make it the listen well, because I know if you shout. No joking around. Listen, make I tell you what it's all about. I know you tell you, I see what I ain't the coconut. Sit down inside, boss. You say you be boss. Oh yeah, looku da da da, looku da da da. Say so my pikin with the para with the da da da. Kilo shell like ba ba ba. Oh looku da da da, looku da da da. Say so my pikin with the para with the da da da. Kilo shell like ba ba ba. When the bed with the entire body, yeah. Entire body. On the girl, them go shake their body. Them go shake their body. Oluwa bona mo go no fail. Bona mo go no mo go no bona. You no get money, you take up police. Baby, they love you, Connie.
Wow, we are having a good time in here. Those of you who are listening, you can't see us, but get on my YouTube channel and you will see us. Jackson and I listening
good
to
good times.
Bona.
And Heather is such a great dancer too. Check it out. Bona Boy has been chosen to be on the lineup Coachella, mm-hmm. one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
US-based.
But in the past couple of years, they've been attracting artists from around the world, mm-hmm. especially from Nigeria. They've had Wizkid, they've had Davido and many others. The reason why Bona Boy was trending was he had an issue with the way his name was written on the poster. Mm-hmm. He said it was too small, and he said, I'm an African giant. So he tweeted to Coachella and said, I'm an African giant, you better recognize. I need to see a bigger font, bigger name written on the list.
Right. My first instinct when you told me that, and I'm still thinking that, is that his ego.
Right. It was an ego.
He was ego tripping. I think so, because
I mean, you look at it.
Headliners are one thing. This right. festival has hundreds of artists on
right,
it
right.
over 3 days.
Right.
So the headliners are actually, they're only one or two.
Gambino on the first day.
Yeah.
And that's why his font is much bigger.
Exactly. And then the fonts get sort of smaller
right,
as
right.
the
We
the
should
lesser
mention some
acts.
Of the people.
There's also Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy, yes.
And his name, the font
right.
size is the same size as Burna Boy's.
Right. But Burna Boy took an issue. I understand that it might be ego tripping,
uh-huh.
but on the other hand, I like the fact that it started a conversation.
As they say, any publicity
is good.
Is good publicity.
There's no bad publicity,
yes.
exactly.
But anyway, that song is awesome.
Yes, so. love Bona Boy. I feel like 2018 was Bona Boy's year. I can't wait to see what he does in 2019.
Me too. Are you going to go see him at Coachella?
I'll try.
Bona Boy, if you're listening, invite us.
We'll be there.
We'll come.
Talk
and we'll
us.
Dance.
We're big fans, yes.
Do that again. We're big fans. All right, this is Heather Maxwell, and this is
Jackson Funganyi.
And you're listening to
Song of the Week right here on Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now turning to Sierra Leone. This artist called Tony T has a wonderful sound. It's a kind of old school dance band sound from like the 1970s. But it's fresh and it's now. The song's called Fatu.
Fatu make,
patu amekawa oli usei na peki. Is that so sweet, the money killer? Popo rep na sanu wama. I get my first cut of the money. Just no more from me, you be me only. For you bottom power,
yeah.
For the twin tower,
yeah.
By God in power,
yeah.
For you bottom power,
yeah.
For the twin tower,
yeah.
By God in power.
Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell. If you're just joining us, welcome. Saubona.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com or on her blogspot at voanews.com.
Okay, so now from East Africa, I've got Harmonize from Tanzania queued up, followed by Bill Odidi's interview from Nairobi with Ugandan singer Suzanne Karenin. Here's Kwangwaru by Harmonize featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Ushinge kwa gana mavumba, mkwanja manoti, ni kuonge vya thamani. Ama, niwe fundo kuigiza kakanumba, masanja joti, usiwe mbali nami. My darling, I need you now. Show you love, oh. Usiwamini ukishawapa wanakwenda. O basi jilegeze nikubebe mgongoni, deka nikudekeze nikutunze kama moni, wakija wapoteze ifanye kama uwaoni, kisha uniongeze ulivofunzwa unyagoni. O baby, asa dansi nikone Bamijo, Ululu Femi, oh baby, asa cheza nipone, uwa Bamijo, basi cheza na mimi, ahan, moyo wangu waropa hini, mchungu kiuziwa, same mara sabini, uo mzungu siajalewa, kependa juu ama chini, kwenye ufungu pareniwa, kumbate baridini, kwenye tundo kama njua. Moyo wangu nyoma kuti usinije na kibiriti.
Asawe.
Benzi likageuka chuki nyumba ikawa kibiti.
Asawe.
Nipatie vya kitandani nipe paka kwenye kiti.
Asawe.
Ile siningie shetani nawe kaja kukuchiti. Oba sijilegez nikubebe mgongoni. Kitandani nikoles kwa mbunu ya kingoni. Kisha nibembeleze irudisha utotoni. Weka mate niteleze kama nyoka pangoni. Oh baby, asete sikitoko. Oh banwecho ululufeni. Oh baby, asa cheza nipone. Uwabamijo, basi cheza na mimi. Za chura na ingali umesimama.
Ainama, ainama.
Asa onyeshe.
Ainama, ainama.
Unacheza.
Ainama, ainama.
Unataka maji ya kisima na mwoga kututamba.
Ainama, ainama.
Embu onyeshe.
Ainama, ainama.
Unachotaja.
Ainama, ainama.
Unataka kupiga deki wima umesimama.
Ainama, ainama.
Embu tuonyeshe.
Ainama, ainama.
Unapigaje.
Ainama, ainama.
Si unataka vya puru tebo sambona unapigaje.
Well, this is Heather, and that was Kwa Ngwaru by Harmonize. Now, it's time to connect with Bill Odidi.
Thanks as ever, Heather, and welcome from Nairobi here in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi, and today we get to meet a singer from Uganda. She actually grew up here in Kenya. Her name is Suzanne Kerunen. I met her during her recent visit to Nairobi, and we got speaking about her 10-year career in music, and we also got to listen to lots of songs from her latest album, which is called Pimar. Here is one of those songs.
From the hills of Alwo to the plains of Busia, I will sing of the land and tribe that I call my own. I'll sing a song.
Hey, Judy, Judy.
My name is Suzanne Kerunen. I'm an Alur woman. Yeah. That is from the northwestern part of Uganda.
They call you the Alur Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I sing in Alur, a tribe that is largely dominant in West Nile. Yeah, you'll find us in the northwestern part of Uganda, bordering Congo. It's about 20% of us in Uganda. The larger percentage is actually in Congo.
What are you going to pick for us first?
I think Pimar. Pimar is very dear to me because it's a song I wrote when I was having my first child, and that was in 2013.
You say first child?
Yes.
Okay. Has there been another child since?
Yes, there's another.
Okay. Congratulations.
So, thank you.
A child is a blessing.
Yes,
Two is a double blessing.
Exactly. So yeah. Pimar is the title track of my album, and Pimar means all for love, and that's my daughter's name. So yeah, enjoy Pimar.
Today you're grown. I heard you call my name.
Just a while ago, I felt you kick inside. Move your little body inside of me, longing for life. Apapure mumi anyodu yo.
So we just played Pimar by Suzanne Kerunen. 10 years in music, or in any field, is nothing to be sniffed at.
Exactly. It's been an amazing journey for me. I started off in 2006, and believe me, I had no clue or no idea what I was getting myself into. I started off as a hip-hop artist with my three sisters.
Really?
Yeah. I stumbled on Richard Bonner's music one day.
From Cameroon, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I listened to it, and it touched me. And my current producer, who is my husband, was already touring, you know. He was touring with a band called Soul Beat Africa, and they were already, you know, he had already been exposed to this kind of art. And he talked to me and said, you know, Suzanne, I really think you come from a part of Uganda where there is still very untapped culture. Your language is very virgin. There's a lot of folk, you know, rhythms, which, you know, if you exploited and, you know, included this in your art, it might, you know, put you in a different place altogether. So we said, okay, let's try out something. I knew that is where I wanted to be. And funny enough, I'm very comfortable. Ogorunam is a song that I wrote, and Ogorunam basically talks about the birds in Uganda. Ogorunam is a marabou's talk.
Is that what it is?
Yes, and the song talks about three birds so far. So that's the Ogorunam. I love its stature. It's kind of funny to me the way it moves around. Then the eagle, which I find a very, you know, strong bird. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I love its hunting skills, and I love the divine story around the eagle. Then the gueno, chicken. one of my favorites. Yeah, so yeah.
Suzanne Kerunen from Uganda singing about her favorite birds in a song called Ugorunam from her latest album, Pimar. I'm sure you loved her voice and her powerful tales from that album. That's where we must leave it for now, I'm afraid. Hope to speak to you again very, very soon here on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Ojiri in Nairobi, and the music continues with Heather.
Thanks, Bill. All right, next up is an up-and-coming artist from Rwanda. I met him back in 2014 when I was touring that country. He was a student then at Nyundo School of Music. This is one of his newest compositions, and, well, let's let him explain it.
Thank you very much. My name is Mohamed Sela. I born the first man, 1992, big family, five sisters, and I am only one boy. I started my music career 5 years ago. My new songs are Lailumanan, using two languages, Amahavu and Kinyarwanda. Amahavu is a language used in the Western province. And Umwanwan means my son or my daughter. So I composed this song when I was thinking about family out of country, and they're still teaching their kids their traditional language, culture, and so on and so on.
Yara, yavuga gakungombo.
And that was Methuselah with Laila. Okay, darlings, this final song of the hour takes us back to Togo once again. Toto Patrick is its leading Afro-Zouk artist. He's also a music radio presenter on Canal FM in Lomé. This is Adjo.
Je l'ai vu un beau matin quand je passais. C'est la première fois que je la vois. Elle était assise toute seule dans le jardin. Je suis allé m'asseoir à côté d'elle. Coup de foudre, coup de foudre, coup de foudre. Ouais, tout doucement, j'ai demandé son nom. Elle m'a répondu à Joe. Yebe si te jo, ajo, 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 ajo. J'ai pensé tout de suite qu'elle est à moi. Tombé amoureux, amoureux d'elle. Quelle beauté, quelle créature, tellement belle, quelle go jolie. Je veux la toucher, la voir dans mes bras. A Dino, Dina Vilo, elle est jolie. Godson, Rodrigo Bello Ade, Mr. Magic, Vivian Nwade, Ele Beze, Adino Dinavi.
Adjon, 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 Adjon.
All right, and with that beautiful Afro-Zouk tune by Toto Patrick, we must part ways. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks to Iceman from Kano for his top five, to Bill Odidi and Suzanne Karenin from Nairobi, to Jackson Mvunganyi for joining me in studio for Song of the Week, and finally to Methuselah for sharing his new song from Rwanda. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa, and you'll find it. Till next week, people. Stay blessed. Stay beautiful.